Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
I am dwelling on the mountain where the golden sunlight gleams, or a land whose wondrous beauty far exceeds my fondest dreams. I can see far down the mountain where I've wandered weary years, often by the ghosts of doubt and fears, broken vows and disappointments thickly sprinkled all the way, but the Spirit led an airy to the land I hold today. I am drinking from the fountain where I never would abide, for I've satisfied. Well, there's no thirsting for life's pleasures or a dawning rich and gay. For I've trod the way before thee and the glory
Good morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
As I continue my series of the Battle of Gog, I want to say to every one of you how much I appreciate you listening to this radio broadcast. Hope you are staying healthy and well. This past year has been very turbulent and troublesome, with this corrupt and fraudulent administration forcing COVID vaccinations upon adults and now children. Also, this administration and radical socialistic Democratic Party has been forcing critical race theory, CRT, also known as SEL, social emotional learning, into our public school systems, which is a complete abomination. Hyperinflation has been horrendous since this senile and demonic president has taken office. The constant threat of shortages of all sorts is constantly looming over us. Also, the constant flood of illegal immigrants coming over our borders and the rapid rise of violence on our streets is another sign the Antichrist Party is in control. This may not be the Antichrist, but the Apostle John warned us that there are many antichrists already in the world. This antichrist spirit that exists in Washington, D.C. today is the atheistic Communist Party. Biden and most of the Democratic politicians and some Republicans have sold their soul to the devil. The communists will be the impetus for this Battle of Gog found in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. As this dispensation winds down, these are significant events that are prophesied to befall the earth. Again, the title of today's message is The Battle of Gog. This will be a real-life event that Ezekiel prophesied many millenniums earlier. Discovering the details of this future event is paramount to understanding and differentiating the many future events that are still to unfold as our Lord's second coming is nigh. There is also in Scripture the mention of the Battle of Armageddon, which we find in Revelation chapter 16. Is this the same battle as the Battle of Gog that Ezekiel prophesied, or is it different? What are the similarities and what are the differences? That will be my objective in this series, to disclose the subtleties of these prophecies. We will also look at the Psalm 83 war and the war prophesied at the end of the Messianic Kingdom age, also labeled Gog and Magog. So please listen intently as I continue to untangle these prophecies. And remember, Jesus said, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Have a happy new year. The Battle of Gog, part 9.
And you can overlay the whole return from Mount Sinai to Jericho. That is not only historical, it's prophetical, because Mount Sinai mirrors the rapture, and then the 40-year space of time before the 7-year tribulation, and at the beginning of that 40 years, you're going to have this Psalm 83 war, and you're going to have the war of Gog and Magog. Now, think for a minute. And this, I couldn't understand this. If Gog and Magog was not the Battle of Armageddon, they're only 7 years apart. That's a lot of people to die, and then you go do it again in 7 years? But man's short-term memory in 40 years, plus the ability to rebuild an army because you're going to have a whole nother crop of children and young people growing up in 40 years, the nations will be rebuilded, and so then the Antichrist can put together a world army to come against Israel, and you'll have short-term memory of humans, they'll forget that. You don't repeat history, you don't teach it, you don't say, man, we got our hide whipped when we went up against Israel, and you don't teach that in the schools, just like we don't teach the Constitution in the classroom anymore and what our whole independence as a nation is, and we don't teach what real money is, how quickly we forget what it is. And we got a whole generation of snot-running-nosed adults who think socialism is a great way to live. And they love the Russian communist system. And so the Antichrist will generate an army again in that end of that 40-year period of time to go against Israel. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? So Gog is a separate battle. Now, I'm of the strong opinion that these things are going to occur after the rapture. They're not going to occur before the rapture, because then it would give you, the Lord talks about the first part of his coming is coming as a thief in the night. He comes down to the clouds and he blows a trumpet and the voice of an archangel, and he calls his saints up. Those who are watching and praying, and those who are ready. And he's coming as a thief. And that's why he tells us to be ready, to be watching our house, to get our house in order. For me and my house, we will what? Serve the Lord. We are... I listened to a video another video of a military person telling all military people, you better get your house in order real soon. You better get your house in order. And he's telling military people to get their house in order because of what may be coming down. And so we're to get our house in order and be ready for the return of the Lord. And I believe that the rapture, there's other prophecy teachers that have said the same thing. There is no prophecy to be fulfilled up before the rapture. The only prophecy that's going to be fulfilled in all of Scripture at this point in time, the next fulfillment of prophecy is the rapture. And then after the rapture, all these things will take place and be fulfilled after the rapture. And so that fits in line. So, and you go in, let's go verse 10 here in chapter 39 of Ezekiel. And that, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons of fire. Now, you think of all our military might. In this day and age, can you think of anything made of wood? Everything's made of steel, iron, special materials, synthetic materials, burn the weapons of fire, and they shall spoil those that spoil them and rob those that rob them, saith the Lord God. That's not going to happen in the battle of Armageddon. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel. Graves in Israel. What happens to the Antichrist who forms the battle of Armageddon? He doesn't have a grave. He's thrown into the lake of fire alive with the false prophet. Alive, the Lord takes him and then takes the dragon and chains him up into the bottomless pit. And it says here, and Gog, a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. And that's speaking of the Dead Sea. And it shall stop the nose of the passengers. This is where you're going to need your face shield. This is where you're going to need your nose masks. You need a gas mask. Because the stench that's going to come up from the ground and from the dead bodies that are laying on the ground is going to be deafening. Will be death. It will be so nauseating. It will be disgusting. You'll be holding your nose. And they shall spoil those that spoil them. Let's see, I'm down here at... And it shall stop the nose of the passengers, and there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamagog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown. The day, renowned day, a famous day. It'll be a famous day. It will be a day of celebration, in a sense, for the Israelites. That I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God, and they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months shall they search, Now, this is interesting, verse 15. And the passengers that pass through the land, when they seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it. You know what comes to my mind? You know, you all watch those cop shows. Thank you. Cop shows. That's what you're thinking like me. Cop shows, and they have all those little placards that they put around all the bullet shells and all the bodies and all the evidence. They have all those little markers that they put down there. That's what that reminds me of, those markers. People are going to be, oh, there's a bone, there's a finger bone. Put a marker there, and somebody will come up and gather it up and bury it. Verse 15, the passengers that pass through the land, when they... And he seeth a man's bones, then shall he set up a sign by it till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. And also the name of the city shall be Hamanah. Thus shall they cleanse the land. And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl and to every beast of the field, assemble yourselves and come gather yourselves on every side of my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. Now that part is very similar to what's going to happen in the Battle of Armageddon. You read the end of chapter 19 in the book of Revelation, and they call... I just saw this, putting this message together. Here's my Bible right here. I was like, where did I put my Bible? All right, you're getting tired. All right, you got to laugh. go to Revelation. Keep your finger there in Ezekiel. Don't lose your place in Ezekiel. But Revelation 19. I didn't notice this until I put this message together. There's two suppers spoken of in the book of Revelation 19. Two suppers. Verse 9 of Revelation 19, and he saith unto me, write, blessed are they that are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. So that's the marriage supper of the Lamb that we're looking for. And here's the second supper. Verse 17, and I saw an angel standing on the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And then we learn, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet. That beast there were two beasts in Revelation 13. The first beast is the Antichrist. The second is the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. So the animals are called to a great supper there in the Battle of Armageddon, and we see it also in the Battle of Gog. Turn your Bibles to Revelation 14, and that blood, if you take a furlong and convert it to our units today, 176 miles of blood up to the bridle of a horse. This is the great wrath. This is the grapes of wrath. Okay, this is the real grapes of wrath that this Bible talks about here where the blood and coming out of the horses' bridles and the blood that will be spewing as a result of the Armageddon. Revelation never points to the battle of Gog. It may refer to wars, but it never refers to the battle of Gog. But I'm going to confuse you even further. Turn to Revelation chapter 20, verse 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, and Gog and Magog. This is not the same. This is not the same. Now, it could be the nations, those who are occupying those nations in the kingdom. But this is not the same battle in Ezekiel as is in Ezekiel 38. This is a different battle at the end of the millennial kingdom. To gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. So that's definitely different than the Gog and Magog of Ezekiel 38. So it's now we got four battles. Four battles that we see here in the scriptures. And you can't confuse that Gog and Magog. That's separate. Remember I taught you the twofoldness of divine truth. Just like there's two suppers in Revelation 19. Just like there's two beasts in Revelation 13. Two Jerusalems, the new Jerusalem and the current Jerusalem on the earth today. Two returns of the Lord, the two comings of Christ. Two stages in Christ's second coming. And we can go on and on. The second birth, the two natures of the Lord Jesus Christ. Two Gogs and Magog battles in the scriptures. And so what does the Lord say? We got to study. Study and understand these things and divide these things and rightly divide them. But there's, and this battle, if you've been with us for a long enough period of time, you've heard me say this. We talk about how pleasant it's going to be living in the 1,000-year reign of Christ on this earth. The 1,000-year, how pleasant it's going to be, how sweet. The child can play on the hole of a poisonous snake and it won't kill them. The lamb will sleep with the lion. The bear and the calf will be eating grass together. And they won't kill one another, and there won't be that prey of animal preying upon animals. And the lion and the tiger, they won't prey on smaller animals and in animals that don't have the defense mechanism. And there's not going to be the violence. There's not going to be the drug problems. There's not going to be abortion. There's not going to be corrupt politicians. That shocked you, huh, Janet? That shocked you. And yet these people rise up because of the human nature. These people rise up against the Lord in the millennial kingdom. I'm like, what is going through your mind? What is going through your mind? That's crazy to rise up against the Lord. That's after Satan's been released for that 1,000 years. He's able to generate enough human beings that have that human nature that despise all that wonderful living and rise up against the Lord. And they still don't learn from all the history in the past that God's going to take them out. And the word of God tells us that it's going to take them out. So somehow this part of the word doesn't get into their mind, sink in their mind. And they don't realize, man, you side with Satan. It says it in the book. It says it in the book. And and they're going to do it anyways. Woo! Got through the battle of Gog. But we have to understand Jesus is coming back. The nations are aligning themselves. This whole United Nations, the whole confederate of nations around Israel. It's just brewing. Everything's brewing. And the Lord, it's just like before the flood. They were marrying and giving in marriage. They were eating and drinking. Had no idea that a flood destruction was coming upon them. And we as believers need to take the word of God seriously and be prepared, because he's coming back. And like Noah and Enoch, he took them out. We need to be ready for the Lord to take us out, because the world stage is going to change to be even worse than it is now. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We love you. Lord, we see all the things in the world that are taking place, and the globalists, the Antichrist crowd, the atheists. They're all aligning themselves. Their agenda is flowing and coming together. They call it the global reset. They based it upon this. They've used this man-made artificial virus to create the hysteria that has swept the globe and caused politicians to lock down nations and destroy businesses and economies and people's livelihood. And Lord, we just see the insanity. As you say in the Word of God, they are drunk with madness. They are mad, made mad by the drunkenness of Babylon. And they have drunk with the fornications, the leaders and the rulers and the kings of the earth are drunk with this madness and this lunacy. And Lord, pray that you will not destroy this nation until you take your saints out of it. And Lord, we give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13,500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and his coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.